Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Miko and Neve with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, meteorologists are cautioning southeast Queenslanders to pack a brolly as wet weather is expected to continue throughout the week. Brisbane received up to 14 mils over the weekend, while the Sunshine Coast regions recorded up to 30 mils of rainfall overnight. A midweek break in the downpour is expected later tomorrow, but should pass us before the long weekend. A proposal to the construction code will introduce all gender toilets to public spaces like hospitals, stadiums, hotels, and shopping centres starting next year. The National Construction Code dictates mandatory standards for buildings' health, safety, accessibility, and sustainability. Critics argue safety and hygiene concerns, while advocates say it improves inclusivity and reduces long queues. Parler, an organization that works to improve gender equity in architecture, has said, "Prospective changes do not support the removal of gendered toilets, but will allow safe and dignified access for trans and gender diverse people. It will further support people who wish to use a gendered toilet for cultured or safety reasons." And in national news, racist booing and heckling from crowd members occurred during various Welcome to Country speeches during Anzac Day dawn services. The booing can be linked to anti-immigration and nationalist group Fight for Australia, which is linked and affiliated with the group March for Australia. Plans to boo during Welcome to Country ceremonies were discussed, with posts online calling for disruption. Elder Uncle Mark Brown was similarly booed last year while conducting the Welcome to Country ceremony at Melbourne's dawn service. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan has stated, "To break the stillness of dawn service is not just ugly behaviour towards our Aboriginal servicemen and women who defended this country, it disrespects everyone who fought and died for our freedoms." Queensland Premier David Crisafulli notably attended an Anzac ceremony in Townsville that did not include a welcome or acknowledgement of country. Prior dawn services in Townsville in 2024 and 2025 included an acknowledgement of country for traditional landowners.
Bitumen suppliers in Australia are being impacted by the Hormuz blockade and have been allowed to import materials that don't meet tight national standards. The federal government is rewriting laws surrounding bitumen standards that would allow for materials fit for use in the US and EU across the Australian road network. Refineries in the Middle East have had production lapses as a result of the conflict and the resulting blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. In international news, a suspect has been arrested after a lone gunman opened fire at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner Saturday night. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were rushed out of the dinner by Secret Service agents and several hundred guests evacuated after three or four shots were allegedly heard outside the main ballroom, and an individual charged a checkpoint with a fire in his hand, exchanging fire with agents before being taken into custody, according to the Interim Chief of Metropolitan Police. In a press conference after being safely evacuated, President Trump stated that he is honored to be the target of an assassination attempt and that the most impactful people, the people that do the most, the people who make the biggest impact, they're the ones they go after. Authorities, however, have not yet confirmed if the president was the intended target of the incident. The suspect has been named as 31-year-old Caltech graduate Cole Thomas Allen. Speaking with Fox News on Sunday, Trump stated Allen has written a manifesto and that he hates Christians. Shortly before the attack, the suspect sent messages to relatives allegedly suggesting he intended to take violent action and denouncing Trump's administration policies. For your weather today, Brisbane is seeing showers. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.9, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.